House of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is on the air.
Thank you very much. It's Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I want to thank Mr. Henry for allowing us to come in, me and the Citizens Auxiliary Police subcommanders and subsections, to come in and explain what it is we do, because there's an awful lot of confusion. I think people expect us to just run out there in the middle of in a national emergency or local emergency like we have in Los Angeles and just go out there. And I know I've described in the past that the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we run at trouble. Yes, we do. And so if the latest fires and the latest high wind situation that we've had here in Los Angeles, if that's trouble, this is the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is what we do. Yeah, we go at it. We go directly at it. And I don't want there to be no misunderstanding, because I've had phone calls, I've had people leaving messages late at night, I've had commentary on my Facebook page, I've had commentary on my X page from people saying, why don't you just sit down and have yourself a cup of noodles? You know, I got this one the other day, just about 2 days ago, what's today? Is today Thursday or Wednesday? I got this on, no, today's Thursday, so I got this on Tuesday, about 3 days ago.
2 days.
That's 2 days ago. And they said there's an emergency possibly coming up with the high winds, and you may need to save lives. What's your favorite cup of chowder to sit in a closet with and wait till it stops being, you know, in other words, they're trying to say that I'm sitting in a closet with chowder waiting for it to blow over. Now, I know we've had high winds, and I can make a joke right now saying I'm waiting for the high winds to blow over. And that's a good joke, score one for me. But I know this is a more serious situation than that. So I'm going to sit here and go, hey, we're waiting for the high winds to blow over. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to sit here and bask in the appreciation that people are going to have for a good, you know, a good like one-liner. And I'm going to tell you that we're here with two or three different chowders, two or three different kinds of chowder, right?
Yeah.
We have what?
Have New England, we have Manhattan chowder, we have the Boston chowder, and then the Ted chowder.
Oh, we got Ted Bell chowder from Ted's Beverly Hill.
Yeah.
Three, four different kinds of chowders that are at our disposal, so that when there is a situation that requires thought, that requires planning, that requires a sober assessment before we make the commitment and do what we call running at trouble, which is what we do in Citizens Auxiliary Police. There's trouble. Here's me. I'm Citizens Auxiliary. Just say that I'm me, just me, Jay Santos. Let's say I am the whole Citizens Auxiliary Police. There's trouble. And before we do what I'm about to do, which is to run at the trouble, we assess the situation. We have three, four, five different kind of chowder to nourish, to sit and contemplate. And then we go, hey, you know, I run. I don't know if anybody really gets it, you know. I want to bring on Major Elvis Newton here.
Jay, you're doing a wonderful job. And I think when you say we run, yes, we do. And I wouldn't be hard on yourself.
I just felt like I did. Sounded like a gay as shit.
Oh, no, it did not. I'm Major Elvis Newton. And when Jay says we run at trouble, this is what we do. We'll say, aha, there's trouble. Yeah. See? That's what we do. What's that?
There's chowder over there for you.
I understand there's chowder. There'll be plenty of time for chowder. There's lots of time for chowder, but right now, we've got a situation here in the Los Angeles areas that requires a sober assessment. And that's why Jay is here, and I understand that you feel misunderstood, Jay, as a great many of the subcommanders do. We've had our pith helmets taken off of our heads and frisbeed into collection ponds. We've had our pants pulled down more times than we want to recount. We've had boogers flicked at us. We've had... You wouldn't believe the things that have been done to us. We've had the, what was the thing the guy did to you the other day? Okay. Well, no, Jay, come on. Now, what did he do?
He He bent over in front of me. He was serving people coffee, and he farted.
Yeah, look at that. A guy bends over a waiter in a restaurant as Jay is enjoying you or having what?
I was having a cappuccino.
Well, don't be shy, Jay. He was having a cappuccino, and a waiter who saw the Citizens Auxiliary Police armband, who saw the Citizens Auxiliary Police identifying pith helmet, bent over to serve someone coffee and farted into your direction. Now, he didn't exactly stick it right in your face, did he?
No, he aimed it.
He aimed his... I find that to be uncalled for. So before we, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, decide that you people who criticize us, you people who find fault with us, we decide that you are trouble, and the next thing you see is us going, yeah, right, Jay?
Yeah.
Well, do it. Go ahead, do it. Do it.
We run at trouble, okay? So if you think you're going to be trouble for me, this is what I do. Yeah. I don't know.
You got to do it scarier than that. Boy, when we rehearsed it, it was scary. It scared the living shit out of me. Sorry.
Thank you, Major Elvis Newton.
Well, I'm doing what I can.
I know you are. We're all doing what we can. But we get mocked a lot. And let me tell you what, just so you can't play me forever. Citizens Auxiliary Police, we got a good sense of humor about ourselves. We can laugh at ourselves as good as anybody is able to laugh at themselves. But when you push it too far with us, three-step takedown.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sub-Commander Gleason is here.
That's fantastic.
If you get the three-step takedown, that's where we stand there in front of you while a sub-commander kneels behind you, and I go, hi, you go, hi. That's two steps. The third step, me pushing you over the guy what is kneeled down behind you. Three-step takedown.
Yeah, that's it.
Because I don't want anybody getting the wrong idea that the Citizens Auxiliary Police is loaded down from top to bottom with punks. I'm okay. Now, over the last 48 hours, we've had a very serious wind situation here in Los Angeles, and there has been a great need to evacuate people from their homes. Why? Because those winds have whipped up fires. I know that Mr. Henry has been familiar with people that he know, and he know people that he do know. I'm trying to get the words right. Mr. Henry, the host of this show, he does know people, right?
He does know people, Jay. God damn it.
Major Newton.
No, we have very, very little of a reputation left. Get it right.
Major Elvis, no, thank you, sir. Phil Henry knows people who had to be evacuated. And his very dear friends, Don and Pam, they live out toward the Eaton Fire area. Now, the good news was, as recently as last night, Mr. Henry got the text message from Don. They're fine. They were doing water drops, behind the property, laying down water drops in the canyon as well as in immediate area of the house. Every 2 to 3 minutes they was doing water drops. So looked like they were going to be okay. And I know that that was a load. That was an immense load off of Mr. Henry's mind. But before that happened, I got a call from Mr. Henry, and I want to bring him in right now, Phil. You called the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You was concerned.
I was, yeah.
Tell us why.
I was worried about my friends. I knew that they were up in the Eaton Canyon fire area, and I knew that they were in an evacuation zone.
Correct.
And I was worried about their house.
And you wanted somebody to go up and take a look, didn't you?
I was going to go up and take a look.
Right. But what happened?
I was told by my friends to stay the hell away, man. Just stay there, man. We'll take care of it. And they were right. They're closer to it than I was. But I was worried about them because we were at their house. So I contacted you, Jay.
And they say you contacted me, and they said you also contacted Major Elvis Newton.
You contacted me first, Phil, and then I transferred the call over to Jay.
That's correct, sir, yeah.
And it was at that time that you said you had concern for the safety of your friends.
All I wanted was for somebody to go check on them.
Now, where were they?
They checked into a hotel. What happened was they decided, yes, of course, they had to evacuate. I think there was mandatory evacuation by that point. They did evacuate out to a hotel in the Pasadena area. And then I think Don took it upon himself to drive back to the area, and he was able to observe the great, great fire people of the LAFD doing water drops, one every 3 minutes, I think he said.
Yeah.
And not just behind the property, but up in the ravine behind the property. So he felt like the house was in good shape. And as we speak tonight, I think it still is.
All right. So, but you also wanted me, you know, let's don't be shy. You asked, you wanted some assistance, auxiliary police, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I wanted to know if you guys would go and check on them and if you needed to evacuate them.
Right. And what did I say to you?
Well,
what did I say to you?
Well, you said, yeah, you were going to do that.
Right there. I said, yeah, I'm going to do that.
But you said, Jay, not before you had yourself some bean and bacon, a bean and bacon chowder that you'd...
Seriously, Phil, why do you find that funny?
I didn't say I found it funny.
Yes, you did, because you're going, your mouth is upturning. Why do you find that funny?
I don't really find it funny. You told me specifically, we'll go and check on them right after we have this bean and bacon chowder.
You're laughing again.
No, I'm not, but I will tell you this.
Mr. Henry, Major Newton, is Mr. Henry laughing?
Mr. Henry, I can tell you're going, isn't that what you're doing?
I'm recounting the conversation that I had with Jay last night on the phone when I said, would you check on my friends Don and Pam? And Jay said, yes, as soon as we assess it, as soon as we sit down, do a full assessment, as well as do a full intake of bean and bacon.
Yes. Now, what's wrong with that?
See right there.
That proves, see that? We're not going to go out on a limb, risk our lives, risk the lives of our sub-commanders for a man.
You just belched like onion right in my face.
Well, isn't that?
Ha ha ha. God damn it.
Major Newton, please, mouthwash, okay?
Well, then don't make fun of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Ha
ha.
Mouthwash, man.
You, Mr. Henry, want our help, but then when we tell you what it's going to be, you sit and giggle like a 10-year-old schoolgirl who's got a crush on little Billy Billenman.
Who?
Did you hear that, Jay? Who?
Mr. Henry, look.
I don't understand why I'm the bad guy here.
You're not the bad guy, but look. When you say to me, Jay, I want something for you, okay? That's quid pro quo. You know quid pro quo?
Quid pro quo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You want something from me, I'm sitting down to bean and bacon. I'm going to do a full assessment, a full planning, and a full operational plan, and then we'd further intake bean and bacon. Do the bean and bacon intake.
It was a bean and bacon intake.
He's laughing again.
Yeah. This is why I don't want you on this show.
Unfortunately, I own the platform.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the part that I didn't like, because I wanted to have my friends looked at, and you said, yes, we will do that.
I said that. Yes, we'll do that, but we have to do an operational plan, a full assessment, and then do the bacon bean intake.
The what?
The bean and bacon intake.
We're talking about an intake of a substantial bit of bean bacon chowder, and then straight unadulterated chowder, flat chowder.
What does that mean?
What does it mean? You don't need to know. Mr. Henry, you call for a cop. Do you ask him what caliber bullets he's using? Do you ask him what, you know, whether he's going to be using a PR-24 regular billy stick? Do you ask him if he's going to have a flak jacket? I mean, you just trust him and do what he's going to do?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we're doing. And I'm giving you more information than you will ever get from the police. I'm telling you we're doing a full assessment, full operational plan, do the bean bacon intake, then we do a bean and bacon chowder intake, then we do full flat chowder.
What is it? I don't understand what does it mean?
Flat chowder is chowder with no bean bacon.
It may have a hint of crab meat, or it may have a hint of pork, but there's no bean bacon.
What's the significance of bean and bacon?
Watch that tone, Mr. Henry.
Mr. Henry, you don't go, what's the secret? You don't tell us what to do.
I'm not trying to, man. I just, as it turns out, when I asked you guys to go look in on my friends, you never did.
Because you sat here and wasted my time as I was trying to have chowder, do an operational plan. I went back for one more cup of chowder because my wife was going to rinse out the pot.
Yeah?
What?
You got an operational plan, you have whatever you had to do, you went back for one more cup of chowder before your wife rinsed out the pot.
You see, this is why, Mr. Henry, so many people are no longer the beneficiaries of the Citizens Auxiliary Police help. Because when we try to do the full
bean bacon intake,
who gives a shit about the bean bacon intake?
All right, thank you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. Now you've just driven Major Newton away from... You've driven him away.
Thank you, Ruben.
Where are you going, sir?
I'm leaving. That's wrong. Where am I going? Hey, Mr. Henry. There's a lot going on out there, and I'm going to show the fire and the winds.
Yeah, that's me.
Major Elvis Newton, we're going to...
You're going to come at it like evil, huh?
Yeah.
But that's what we do.
And I still don't know what you do. I still don't know what you do.
What does that mean? You don't know what I do? I just did. I'm going to go out, evacuate your friends.
You never did evacuate my friends. They evacuated themselves to a hotel in Pasadena.
Okay, but I mean, I would have been perfectly fine if I would have evacuated them. Okay, all I needed.
I know you needed an operational plan and another intake of bean bacon.
Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We want to thank you very much.
Where are you going?
I'm leaving this bullshit. Are you kidding me or something?
Wait. Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Where are you going, man?
Well, what? Jay, sit down. It's Margaret.
Oh, fuck. Hey, watch the we're still rolling tape here.
Yeah. All we were asking about was, you know, this has been a very traumatic 48 hours here in the city of Los Angeles and in the surrounding environs where we are here at the El Pacifico and beyond. You know that.
Of course I know that.
All right. When Phil was worried about his friends, weren't you worried on his behalf?
I told Mr. Henry then, and I'll tell him again.
Yeah, we know. You go at trouble, you go, yeah. Right?
That's exactly right, General. Okay, let me ask you something, General.
Yeah?
Let's say you're trouble. I'm Jay Sanis, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Watch this. Yeah!
Shit.
Didn't scare me.
Yes, it did. I saw you flinch.
No, it didn't.
Didn't look like it scared him.
All right. I'm Jay Citizen of the Sanis... I'm Jay Sanis.
Jay Sanis of the Auxiliary Citizens.
Of the Auxiliary... What the fuck?
The Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Okay. And you, General Shaw, you are high winds, explosive fires, and you're about to burn up an entire canyon with a house in it. Okay?
All right.
All right. All you sub-commanders, gather around. We're about to attack. That's the fire right there. See him?
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah! Bullshit.
Well, Jay, it didn't scare me.
You knew what. See, that's the whole thing. You knew I was on my way. You knew I was coming.
So what's your point here?
My point is that what we do at the Citizens Auxiliary Police is far more complex than you people think. We don't just get people out of their cars when they're stuck in the mud. We don't just, you know, pick people up in their houses and take them down to a van because we evacuate them. We give people, we go in and we deal with the problem at hand. We save lives. So that when I say to you, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you know, there was a fire, the Sunset Canyon fire, the Eaton Canyon fire, we had the Hearst fire, we had the Palisades fire. Hey, Jay, you want to go out and deal with that? You bet. There's the Palisades fire. I'm Jay Sanis. Watch this. Yeah. The Palisades fire, I'm on my way. First, I need an operational plan. I have to draw up. You know, this is going to sound stupid.
What?
Where are the bathrooms?
That's a good one. That's very important.
I thought you'd left.
No. Where are the bathrooms? Where do we eat? Where do we get our food, you see?
So you got to figure out where the bathrooms are before...
Well, that makes sense, because you guys would probably be crapping your pants as soon as you get there.
Thank you, I'm leaving.
You were leaving a minute ago there, Major. General, don't piss me off, okay? He just flipped me off.
Yeah, well, he should have.
Right here.
So... What are you not understanding?
Here's what I don't understand. You're telling me that you need an operational plan. You're telling me that you are drawing up. You're telling me that you need an intake of bean and bacon chowder. You're telling me you also eat flat chowder. You're telling me that when you go at the problem, you go, yeah. And I still don't know what you did for my friends. You didn't evacuate them.
No, we did not evacuate them because they evacuated themselves.
Yeah.
What about that? They went ahead and they took themselves to a hotel. Well, then there you go. Why did you even want him to do anything?
Because I didn't know where they were. I didn't know how tied up they were.
Well, they took themselves to the hotel. But I can tell you this. When I heard about the situation, I called up Mr. Olander.
You did?
Yes. And I said, Mr. Olander, it's Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. If you've got a problem, this is here's me. Here's me.
Yeah.
I did it on the phone.
Was he impressed?
Was he impressed? It's not important if he was impressed. It's important
that you're impressed.
That's right. It's important that I'm impressed with the stuff what I do.
What a child. This has been another waste of time with Jay Sant.
Jay Santis is the Citizens Auxiliary Police. If you are in trouble, if you need help, remember, the Citizens Auxiliary Police will come right at your problem like this. Ah!
The Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police can be reached at the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I'm Major Elvis Newton. How about that?
Yeah.
Thank you. What are you looking at? I'm looking at you. I'm waiting for the segment to end.
Hey everybody, Ted Bell here from Ted's in Beverly Hills. You can get yourself a great lip-smacking good Ted, a Ted chop, a Ted loin. You can get yourself the Tri-Ted, and it's soaked in beautiful marinade, the Tri-Ted, or of course, the Porter Ted. But I want to tell you about the Phil Hendry Show website. Get a subscription today at philhendryshow.com. There. Nice promo. Anyway, as I was saying, get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. You get 60,000 hours of great radio entertainment and digital entertainment. Also, the home movies, the podcast, the video cast. I mean, it is just one big, long, wonderful drive down a beautifully funny and wonderfully hysterically great and great, you know, it's just great. Can I go now? Go ahead. Get a backstage pass, folks. Thanks, Ted.
Well, I mean, you didn't give me much notice. Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We do have 60,000 hours of great radio and digital entertainment. We have the Milwaukee Lions football team coming up on Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to be featuring Dickman Bull 2. Is that it?
Yeah, they're going to be playing the Dick.
Yeah, that's the nickname for the Dickman Bull, the Dick.
Get a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and joining us on the Phil Hendry Show this segment, of course, is Don Berman, Don with Channel 19 News. And if there's been anybody more active than the Citizens Auxiliary Police over the course of the last 48 hours, it would be the Channel 19, any of the news teams around Los Angeles, any of the news gathering organizations, whether they be TV, radio, you name it. Don, how's it been?
Well, it's been an education, Phil, in communication and information. Really, the only news gathering that's being done is being done by the major television stations. Channel 19 is there. We are on the job, as we like to say. Channel 19 is there, and we take you there to where it is that we're going. And in this case, we're on our way to some of the most devastating fires and high winds. Now, you know, Phil, that the other morning we reported that winds could be up to 100 miles per hour. That's gusting up to 100 miles per hour.
That's right.
So at that time and in that place, I informed L. Ron Martin and members of our news team, I don't want anybody taking any unnecessary risks, but we've got to get the story. Channel 19 gets the story before anyone else. So while I don't want you taking any unnecessary risks, I also need my reporters, my anchors, I need them to get in there and get the story, but don't take any unnecessary risks. So it's an interesting thing to try to, well, how do you interpret that?
How do you interpret it?
Well, the way you interpret it is this. You've got Channel 19's reputation as one of the great news-gathering entities in the history of Los Angeles. You've got a 100-mile-per-hour gusting wind. You've got a fire. And you've got to get in there and get that job. And you've got to get in there and get that story. And I'll give you an example. Jimmy Hill, who is one of our reporters, I was on the phone with him. I said, where are you? He said, I'm at the bottom, at the foot of Booster Canyon right now. I'm looking at a fire that's moving toward me. The winds are whipping it up. I need to get closer so that I can see if the houses have been, if consumed by the fire, see if their evacuations are underway. But at the same time, I'm nervous about it. I'm scared. And I said to him, I understand that, Jimmy. I said, but if you don't go up that hill right now, you're fired. I mean, I don't know what I could tell him. But this is what I love about our reporters. This is what
Let me ask you something. You told this kid you'd fire him?
Yes, I told him I'd fire him.
Let me ask you something. The kid was worried about his own safety?
He was saying, wait a minute, Phil. He was saying, the fire is moving rapidly toward me. The winds are anywhere from 80 to 100 miles an hour. And I said, yeah. He said, well, I guess that means I got to go up and... I said, well, what do you think? I said, what are you going to stand there holding your you-know-what? I said, go get the store. I said, I understand.
So you told him you understood his fear.
Absolutely, I understood his fear.
But if you don't go get the store, you're fired.
Well, yes. I guess you don't understand the news gathering business, do you, Phil?
No, I guess I don't.
Right. I told the kid, go get the story. He said to me he was afraid he could, I suppose, die. And I said, I understand that, but either you get that story or you're fired. And I understand his wife was pregnant. I didn't want to bring any of that up, you know.
Well, Don, this sounds to me like you were pressuring this guy and almost blackmailing. Not blackmailing.
How dare you use a word like that?
Well, you said you reminded the guy his wife's pregnant.
Yes. And the guy needs the job. What am I supposed to... Sorry. What am I supposed to say to him?
You could say to the kid, we understand. Why don't we wait for the winds to die down and the fire to die down?
Yeah, and why don't we wait for Channel 7 to get the story instead of us? Yeah, why don't we wait for Channel 5 to come and get the story? Why don't we just bend over, oil up? I'm sorry, Phil.
Don, I get it. I mean, I can't criticize. I don't know your business. I know your business. I've been a news reporter for some time now.
Margaret, you were a news reporter. That's pretty funny. You write a syndicated column for Dicklin Syndicate, and that alcoholic old bitch has been...
All right, hold on for a minute. How dare you?
Well, everyone knows that you're not really doing news.
Wait, Margaret, go ahead. Finish what you were going to say.
I was going to say, you don't pressure a young reporter, especially a man who's got a pregnant wife, by saying to him, go get the story or you're fired, although I really understand your fear.
I did understand his fear. I told him, Jimmy, I know that you're afraid. I know it, but... You better go get it or I'm going to fire you. I don't understand. What are you not to get it?
Do you hear what you're saying to that kid? You're saying, oh, yeah, I really understand. It's tough. It's tough. Go get the job or you're fired.
Or he doesn't have to get it. And I told him, I said, sure, go ahead. You go ahead and not do the job. I'll fire you. Then I'll go to my car, get a jar of Vaseline, grease myself up, bend over, and wait for Channel 5 to come by. Channel 4 to come by, Channel 2 to come by. I'll be taken by every single news department in Los Angeles.
Hey, Don, you know, I mean, if that's the way, if that's the comparison you're making.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I don't look at that. We're not working in Amarillo, Texas, okay? This isn't medium market. This is major market Los Angeles television. Now, either you get the job done or you're fired, and then I got to oil up for every swinging...
What's the language?
I didn't say anything. I should have.
Well, all right. So, what did the kid do?
I had to fire him.
Yeah, and then did you oil up?
I did figuratively. I mean, I called Channel 5 at night. Since your story, I said I had to fire my guy that was on the scene. He was right there. I had to fire him because he wouldn't go up the hill. And I just want you guys to know I got a can of oil here, and I'm oiling up. And I took a picture and sent it around. It was for a lot of laughs.
Took a picture of what?
A picture of my ass bent over... Boy, you sure don't get it, do you?
You took a picture of...
May I hang up, Phil?
Not really, no.
Oh, okay.
You took a picture of your own oiled up... And what'd you do? You emailed it to all the news stations.
I guess you guys don't understand the news business. And when you do understand the news business...
Don.
No, when you do understand the news business, you call me back. Now, Jimmy, he's got a pregnant wife, I understand. He was scared. He didn't want to go up the hill. I told him he was fired. I went to my desk. I opened it up. I took out a bottle of Adelaide. That's right, Phil. Go ahead and laugh. Greased up with it, bent over, put the camera on a timer. Fuck.
Hey, Don.
No, I really mean it. Fuck. I'm telling you, Phil.
Well, you know what? We did kind of bug him.
I don't understand what the news gathering game has turned into.
Well, I don't either, and I When he says to me, I mean, that's a competitive operation, obviously.
Yeah, it's competitive, but I mean, the kid, you're going to send a kid into a fire that he doesn't want to go into.
Yeah, you can't endanger the safety of an employee. So he fires the guy, and I bet you that guy's got that reporter, if you're listening, sir, you have an action against Channel 19. You got to sue their asses. And then he turns around, Don, and decides they've lost the story, so he gets a, what did he say?
Yeah, he said he had a jar of analies.
Uh-huh.
Greases up with that.
Yeah, bends over and takes a picture.
And then emails it to every news director in L.A.
Right, right. I guess that's what they do.
Yes, Don.
Hey, Don, I don't want to hang up on you again, man. I don't want to hang up on you again.
No, I'm just telling you, all the other news directors in L.A. would do the exact same thing if they had that situation. We've got photographs of the asses of most of the news directors.
Thank you very much, folks. I'm glad that everybody's safe. I hope you're safe. I'm grateful for the safety of my friends and family members. We're grateful for the safety of our home. We've got the greatest firefighters in the country here in Los Angeles. We thank all of the fire companies that sent people to help. Everybody from all over the United States. We thank all the news people. All of the news people, wherever you are, whoever you are, for keeping us informed. It's crazy, man. We're going to have to think of something to... We've been through this event now. It's a hairy and terrible event, so we're going to need more, you know.
Well, this is for another show.
Yeah, you're kind of wading into deep water.
Okay, fine. I guess we need more firemen.
Yeah, we need more firemen. How about that?
Yes, we do. We need more firemen.
Yeah.
That was easy.
Yeah.
Jesus. World famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Thank you very much to Don Berman. Thank you very much to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Major Elvis Newton. And everybody, we love you. Stay safe. Phil Hendry, out.
I've been wasting time when I can be like this.
Yeah! What is this crap?
I love this song. Yeah. I like this song. It's like...
No,
yeah. It should be like some chick dancing around a campfire.